This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us on a timely basis to let us know about what's going on in our school system.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. We had our regular monthly board meeting. We had a large group of people attending the board meeting. We had a group of teachers there representing the various schools that we were happy to see, as well as some parents from Mountain Heritage and their new parent organization group. We had some principals and other people, so we had a full house, and we were happy for that. We've been encouraging people to come and attend the board meetings so that people would know firsthand what is going on in the school system. Things continue to go very well in the school system. We are getting a good handle on the budget. We did not get a budget until school had already been in session a couple of weeks, and it was the third week of school before we really found out how much stimulus money we were getting. So we've been able to hire people back and to put programs back in place that had been cut prior to our knowing what the budget would be. At this time, we are down really only three teachers. We are short a teacher at the elementary level, one at the middle level, and one at the high school level. We are short two teachers at Mountain Heritage that will be replaced second semester. So overall, we are down three teachers from last year, which is good considering what we could have been. We are also down an assistant principal at Mountain Heritage that we chose to put in the classroom, and we are down one teacher assistant at Mountain Heritage, as well as a secretary at the central office and two part-time coordinators at the central office, and a few supplements that we haven't been able to restore. We've been able to pick up some new things this year. We have 4.25 teachers that we've added to our program this year, 6.5 teacher assistants that have been added back, and a counselor 4 days at the high school. So overall, we're doing much better than we did even last year as far as our spending goes. Our Learning Academy, we are very pleased with that. There's been a lot of talk about the Learning Academy and the amount of money that's been spent on that program. As the paper reported, the funds to pay the salaries of those people are all coming from the state in funds that are for at-risk students, and those funds cannot be spent for classroom teachers. They are only for services to students who are at risk. As I said, our classroom sizes are very good, especially at the elementary level. The classrooms at the high school are a little larger, mostly at the honors level. We have had a lot of criticism that we had done away with some of the honors classes, and that really isn't the case. We still have 25 honors classes at Mountain Heritage this semester and 3 or 4 AP courses, so we haven't really cut any honors classes. The only thing that's different this year, we do have a little larger number of students in those classes. Our regular classes are about the same. We had our opening for our track program at the ball game Friday night. Those who attended were able to see our new track. We're very proud of that. That's something that when I first came to Yancey County, I wanted to see completed, and we've worked for 3 years to get that project underway and get it completed. The big thing about that project is not only now do we have a track for the high school, but in one of the grants that we wrote, we will have the money to contract with Graham's Children's Services to do some community programs at the track during the times that the high school isn't using the program. So it will not only be of service to the high school, but also to the community as a whole. So generally speaking, we've moved along with our projects as far as building projects go. Our capital outlay projects have all been approved, and principals have been notified what their projects will be as far as what we will do for them this year. So we're very pleased that we're able to do that. We're showing great success in our academic program. We are getting recognition across the state for some of the things that we're doing. So the community can be very proud of the Yancey County school system, and I encourage parents or community members to not listen to idle gossip or talk. If you have concerns or if you have questions, the best thing to do is to contact me, and I'll be happy to give you any answers that you need to know. We're doing great in the Yancey County school system, and I'm very proud of it.
Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Little. Our guest for Close Up, Dr. Tom Little, superintendent of Yancey County Schools. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.